From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Worries about the economies of Europe, Japan, and China helped shove the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 272 points yesterday, 1.6%. The S&P 500 fell 1.5%, but a countervailing push could come later today as companies start to release their quarterly profits and losses. Monsanto's results come during the trading day, Alcoa's after the market closes. Stock prices have been held up in part by the trend of using profits to buy back companies shares. But are companies taking this too far? Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Critics say buybacks come at the expense of investment into the company's own business. Michael Mobison takes a different view. He's head of global financial strategies for Credit Suisse. He doesn't think more buybacks mean less investment.
When you buy back stock, it's not like the money disappears. It's going back to investors who themselves are reinvesting it.
So if the company isn't investing in its own business, shareholders can invest in somebody else's. And that sounds like a great idea to Aswath Damodaran. He teaches corporate finance at NYU's Stern School of Business. He looks at the biggest companies buying back the most stock, companies like Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, and he sees a pattern.
I mean, you take that list. Every single one of them, you look at the last decade, have had a history of destroying value, of investing in things where they have nothing to show for it 5 years out or 10 years out. I mean, I look at that list and say, thank God for buybacks.
In other words, if your company doesn't have great ideas to invest in these days, then giving more money back to shareholders could be the right thing to do. And the market may thank you with a higher stock price. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.